You're listening to an African Elements top news story for August 20th, 2025. Please visit our website at africanelements.org for more daily news. The Rastafari movement in Kenya has achieved official recognition as a legitimate religion, influenced by a landmark 2019 court ruling. The case involved a schoolgirl expelled for refusing to cut her dreadlocks, a sacred symbol of her faith. The High Court and Supreme Court ruled that Rastafari is a legitimate religion deserving of protection, affirming religious freedom. The High Court concluded that denying a Rastafarian student the right to education due to her dreadlocks violated her religious freedom. This ruling established that Rastafari is a religion like any other, and the school's actions were discriminatory. The decision was rooted in Article 30(1) of the Kenyan Constitution, which guarantees the right to freedom of opinion, belief, and religion. This recognition allows Rastafarians to fully enjoy their religious freedom, including the right to wear dreadlocks. The Rastafari movement originated in Jamaica in the 1930s during British colonial rule and economic hardship. The coronation of Haile Selassie I as Emperor of Ethiopia in 1930 was a pivotal moment, interpreted as the fulfillment of a prophecy by Marcus Garvey. Selassie's coronation fueled the movement's anti-colonial and Afrocentric identity, positioning him as a divine figure and symbol of Black pride. Rastafarians believe Selassie was the final incarnation of Jesus and observe him as the god of the Black race. The term Ras signifies a duke or prince in Ethiopian Semitic languages, and Tafari Mekonnen was Selassie's personal name, solidifying his revered status. Despite legal recognition, Rastafarians in Kenya face challenges, including discrimination and stereotypes. Historically, they experienced discrimination from family, government, and law enforcement, leading to unemployment. A common stereotype portrays Rastafarians as lazy and prone to substance use. However, the community is growing, with more individuals embracing the Rastafari way of life. The Rastafarian Society of Kenya has condemned a Supreme Court ruling allowing the registration of LGBTQ organizations, citing their religious and moral principles. This position may impact their public perception and relationships with human rights advocates. Marijuana, or ganja, is significant in Rastafarian ceremonies, considered a sacred herb that facilitates meditation and spiritual enlightenment. The Rastafarian Society of Kenya has filed a petition to legalize marijuana, arguing that current laws are hostile to their faith. The law enacted in 1994 is seen as intolerant, despite Kenya's progressive 2010 constitution. Historically, cannabis was introduced in Kenya for communal smoking, with Africans using pipes. The continued illegality of marijuana creates conflict for Rastafarians who use it for religious purposes. Rastafari is described as a spiritual way of life, resonating with many, especially younger generations in Kenya. Elder Ngang Anjuguna emphasizes that Rastafari focuses on connecting with nature and all living beings. This perspective aligns with Haile Selassie's view that religion guides spiritual growth. Rastafarians strive to connect with the natural world, embodying a profound spiritual existence. The appeal of Rastafari to young people is evident in their distinct lifestyle, dietary practices, and artistic expression. Reggae music plays a significant role in Kenya, serving as a cultural bridge for the Rastafari movement. Many top reggae artists have performed in the country, solidifying reggae's place in Kenyan culture. The genre is a powerful vehicle for spreading Rastafarian messages of peace and social justice. Kenyan radio stations like Ghetto Radio promote reggae music, fostering a thriving scene. Kenyatta University's television hosts a roots reggae show called Reggae Iration. Notable reggae artists have inspired local musicians, deepening the connection between reggae and the Rastafari community. This musical presence helps normalize and popularize elements of Rastafari culture, even among those who do not formally identify with the religion. Copyright African Elements.